We are fortunate to be chosen by Allah to do this amazing work. It's very rewarding. We live by the thought that we are only preparing our Jannah. Yeah? So what we are doing at the moment is we have annually every year, we look at our Christian brothers, and we make sure that we do something for them as we do religiously and holistically during Ramadan for our Islamic brothers. So this year, we have over 200 pensioners that we will be blessing with the Christmas hamper. And this is made possible by the Desiree Alex Foundation. And we go out and we try to just make the Christmas Day a little bit special.
Tell us about sort of how these hampers are set to benefit, the senior citizens that you've identified.
Look, we all are aware that their pension they receive only on the 1st or the 3rd of January. And the time from now to the 3rd of January is very far. And so we're looking to bridge that gap and to make sure that they have a meal. And in that hamper they receive, they were definitely able to put a Christmas lunch on. There is everything from drinks, chips, some luxury, some chicken, and various other potatoes, various other groceries that they can make sure that they have a good lunch on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Speak to us about, I think, also the communities that you serve and the overall broader needs within those particular communities.
Look, we try to feed religiously through the whole year. Look, we live in Tafelkirch, and as in Tafelkirch, in all other communities, the challenge and the need is very big. So what we are trying to do is feed as many days as possible. So the children is our main focus, because no matter what the parents habits are or circumstances are, a child could never be the one that should be going hungry. Mm. So we try to feed them as many times as possible. We have generous friends and family in the football world where I come from that assist us. And all we're trying here is just to make sure that that child doesn't become vulnerable in this day in society where there are so many predators and so many, gangsterism, sexual abuse is very, very, very evident everywhere in our community. So we try to just save them from that. And the feeding scheme brings them into a place of safety. The area where I stay in Rangers Road is a safe hub. So they know that when they come into this area, they feed well. They get fed well and they are protected in the first place. So we try our best.
Yeah. For people who perhaps, have heard this conversation and are wanting to get involved and perhaps wanting to assist you with this particular initiative, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can get in touch with you, with us, via our social media. They can go to ANA Development Program, NPO's Facebook page, or they can contact me and my wife. My wife's number is 076-436-9670, or mine is 071-071-0563. They can reach out. We always encourage people to come to acquire what they have and come distribute it so that they can see firsthand the reality. When we tell people we serve 100 to 250 people, not many believe us until they come here and they see when they have one pot of food and they see when they have at the end of the pot and in the line so 100 or more people. Mm. So they can contact us and that's our contact details. They can also go check on our page the various work we are doing. And all we can ask them is to just generously contribute and assist because we're living in very difficult times, and especially this time of the year, as we religiously and very, very, very positively during Ramadan, our hearts open, and we don't even have to ask people to assist. It's time to show our brother love and show the true strength of Islam, where we look after our brothers and sisters that we grew up with and that we that we live with every day, although they are not in Islam, but they are also our support base. You know, I always say I have a very good neighbors, and in our street we are two Muslim families, three Muslim families. And the rest of Christian family. But we love in harmony together. We respect each other's religion. And they respect us during Ramadan. So we could only do likewise and respect them during the time, journalistic and spiritual time.
Yeah. Mr. Alexander, we wish you, of course, everything of the best, inshallah, with this particular initiative. We pray that Allah grant success for it and that our listeners come aboard and they play their part to assist you, inshallah.